Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Batch bitch.
Hi everyone, I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch. It's a podcast where we bitch around The Bachelor, or in this case, The Bachelorette. And guys, I've got huge news. There's a spotted dove outside my window. It's gone.
Wow. Okay, this is... Melbourne is... I don't know for anybody else. You can't understand how insane we've gone in Melbourne. Because like, I keep going for walks with one of my friends. And... we go for walks around this one area where our areas cross over. And when we go on our walks around, we cross the street constantly just to get closer to... we're like, oh, is that a good flower over there? Guess we'll have a closer look at that flower. And then we go and we stare at the flower for a bit. And then we talk about what's good about the flower. And then we move on to the next bit.
That sounds like fucking bliss to me, brother.
There's also... I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast or not, but the one area where we go, there's like... heaps of scarecrows, and
no,
I
you didn't tell me that.
Okay, well, I posted about it on my Instagram story because I saw some funny scarecrows. One of them looked like the BFG, and then I got a message from somebody to say that in that little area they have a scarecrow competition between all the neighbors, and that the postie judges the scarecrow competition. Yeah,
that's
pretty
so
fun.
Cute.
That is
that's
cute.
So cute. Imagine having a sense of community.
I know.
I could. My neighbors are nice. I got to be nicer to them.
Well, I mean, after hearing how you guys are as a household, I think if I was your neighbors, no amount of you trying to be nice to me would cover the fact that you just scream constantly.
We don't scream.
Oh, Naomi, that was screaming what I heard before. That was absolutely yelling. You know that your walls are basically made out of paper.
I want people to know we weren't fighting. I was just saying to Mark, I'm going to go do my podcast. And he said, you don't have a podcast, bitch. For no reason. For no reason. How's that cold brew? Ooh.
It's good. Second one for the day. I'm Peppy.
This is bad. This is not good. I don't know how. We are going through a trauma right now.
Do you remember that TV show from ABC Kids when we were kids? And it was like, who's the lady who wrote Peter Rabbit?
No.
I can't remember. Fuck. What's her name? God, I'm going to feel so bad.
Because why don't you Google it?
Renee Zellweger played her. That'll make everybody feel better. I know the name of a female. There we go.
Jessica Rabbit?
Did she also play Jessica Rabbit? I'm pretty sure Renee Zellweger
played... I don't know.
Played...
is Jessica Rabbit's not in Peter Rabbit, is she?
No, she's not in Peter Rabbit. If she was in Peter Rabbit, that would be really weird.
I don't know. I just know they're these rabbits. I think it's weird that she's a freaking sexy rabbit. That's what I think is weird.
Beatrice Potter. Beatrix Potter. That's who wrote Peter Rabbit.
What are you talking about?
That's who wrote Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, why?
Anyway, I was trying to just tell you a story. God. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, Naomi. Fuck. Okay, so I... stop loving it. This is the smallest anecdote anyway. Now it's gone for too long. I was just trying to say...
better be good. Better be good.
There was a TV show when we were children on the ABC I assume it came from the UK, and it was like Beatrix Potter. It would start like Beatrix Potter would walk down the road and she'd like do a little brush painting of some animals, and then she'd pack it up and then she'd walk home, and then all mm-hmm. the animals would follow her in, and inside her house there were like little rabbits and shit all over desks and stuff. And then we'd like go into like a cartoon of one of her famous stories.
Right.
You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I love them. Anyway, I was just going to say, because me and John have been going for a walk, there's like a big lake which has like heaps of like equipment and like walking tracks around and stuff. And then there's another lake which is across the road from that, which is a less mainstream lake. it's right. a bit more less bushland. Yeah. And there's lots of ducklings and cygnets.
Nice.
Like baby swans. Anyway, so this morning I sent like... I have like a photo of two black swans with their baby cygnets, and then there's the river, and then on the other side there's a white duckling just in the corner, and then like 10 meters up there were two other mum ducks with both of their litters of ducklings.
Yes, that's and amazing.
It was exactly like that TV show to me for a moment. I was like, oh, I'm going to walk home and paint and write a children's novel, and then I'll be dead and I'll live a sad life, and one day somebody will make a movie. I didn't think of that, but now that I've thought about that, I'm sad.
Anyway, Bachelorette.
Sorry.
We've gone crazy. We had a press conference this morning, and Dan Andrews was like, here's one crumb. Here's one crumb of rights. But, you know, it's better than dying of COVID. So
yes. Do you know what's annoying to me?
What?
25 kilometres. I've been hanging out for... I wanted to go pick up, buy this plant off Facebook Marketplace. And I've been hanging out to go get it. And then I was like, fuck, maybe I can message this lady and I can try and get this plant. And then I looked up where she lives, and it's 49 kilometers away.
That's fine.
So I can't go there.
Well, can't you meet her halfway?
Maybe that's a good idea.
But there's still, you still can't go to regional. You can't leave metropolitan Melbourne.
It's not regional. It's like Frankston North.
Oh, well then that's fine. Meet her halfway. That's fine. You got to cross.
Yeah.
Over.
Okay. I could do that. I want to go halfway anyway because my friend lives in St. Kilda and I want to visit her. So,
problem solved, bitch. Okay. You could also visit me if you want.
Yeah, but you don't have any of the goods. I mean, you've got, like, friendship, but you don't have, like, plant goods, you know?
I do have some seedlings. Half of my seedlings, the ones on the bottom shelf, they're doing well. The ones on the top, I think they're all dead. But that's okay because I've got more plants. I've got more seeds in the fridge, so I can just redo it. And make it and put it in the shade a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's my story of my seedlings. They're going all right. And I'm like, why isn't everything perfect? But I got to remember, this isn't, you know, I'm new to this. So I can't be too disappointed in myself if they don't all thrive immediately, you know?
Yeah, it's also still like some days pretty cold as well.
It's because it's gotten too hot though, because they're supposed to be for like Melbourne spring. But maybe I should just not even have them in the greenhouse. Maybe I should just freaking sprinkle them everywhere.
Maybe. Today's pretty cold. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just remember trying to plant some billy buttons, and then they said, like, to be planted probably around, like, I think it was, like, 24 degrees. And I was like, it's 24 degrees today. And then it was, like, the week after it was, like, 13 degrees. And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, did they say they didn't make it?
No. Anyway, I can't plant anything now because, you know, we're moving to Sydney. I can't be transporting seedlings.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I got to wait till I move, till we get to Sydney. Anyway, part of me is just like, you know what, maybe just, I mean, I wouldn't, but God, I miss Queensland. All I'm hanging out to do is go for a swim in a creek and
a creek.
Go get a ice cream from Frosty Mango after I've exhausted myself.
Sounds beautiful.
It's good. I'll send you a photo of when me and Laura went up there. We had so much fun.
I've seen photos.
I'm glad you've seen photos. You can live through vicariously my Instagram from a few years ago.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, oh, that looks fun. Wish I was invited. Just kidding. Now.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I was just imagining you with my family, how that would go down.
Why?
Well, I think they'd be just confused by you a bit.
Oh, I'm the problem. Oh, first, I thought you were like, they would freak me out, but you're, of course, it's me.
Well, no, I think you'd both freak each other out.
I forget what I'm like. Sometimes I think I'm a normal person. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I think I come across normal.
I just like to see you, like, what I like to do with my nana and granddad is, like, I go see them and then we go for a walk around the property and they tell me everything that's changed since I last went there. And that includes, lovely. Like, it's lovely. They tell me all the stories about their geese. They tell me everything the geese have done since I've been there. And I just remember I did that and Jono was with me at Christmas time and I didn't realise, because obviously Jono's always grown up in the city. I just go back to country state when I'm in the country and I forgot that just like he's scared of bugs. And so he was just wearing thongs and like I was just wearing thongs too, but all of us, we were just having like ants crawl all over us. And like I was talking to my granddad and like there's eight flies just drinking from the water at his eye and I'm not batting an eyelid. And Jono's like in a horror movie, just like he's standing in the corner just like swatting bugs constantly as the rest of us are just standing there letting him land on us. It was only till we left and then me and Jono were alone, he was like, I was so uncomfortable.
I mean, I can deal with some bugs, but a fly drinking out of your eye, I can't do that.
No, I can't do that, but it is funny to see my granddad do it, and he'll get like up to like six flies just buzzing in around his eyes and stuff.
Sorry,
and then all of a sudden, like one will land on the tip of his nose, and he'll just be like, "What the fuck?"
Oh no! I miss that. All right, well, I'm excited for that holiday. Now, okay.
Bachelor.
It's week two. Is it?
That it is.
Yeah.
No. It's week three because we had episode.
No, it's week two.
It's week three, isn't it? Because isn't this episode 5 and 6?
What? No.
Isn't it?
No, this is episode 3 and 4.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not because I have notes for episode 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, because it's episodes 3 and 4.
And 5 and 6 I've got. What is this unless I've got...
I don't know. What? I think you've had unless some I've sort got, of head injury.
Have I missed an episode?
About.
Okay, maybe
have
I've done episode... Okay, I've written notes. I've written episode notes for episode 3 and episode 5 and done them separately instead of doing them in the same job.
Okay.
I apologize. I am wrong.
That's all right. Great. Well, episode 3.
Okay.
We're up. Here we go. It's time. Ellie is choosing. She says, I want to go on a date with Fraser, who is a white man. What else is there to say about Fraser?
Not much. He's as Ellie says, a rugged blokey bloke, which is Ellie's type.
Not
basically,
ours.
No.
Very much not ours.
Not ours. Jono moisturizes his hands multiple times a day. I think he's got the softest hands I've ever seen on any human. Not man.
Can't even handle six flies in the eye, that guy. other dude weirdly saying game on to him on the couch. Yeah. Who's that fucking Jamie James guy who I do not like? Leaning over to him and being like, oh, he's a fucking heartbreaker. Hey, yeah, game on, game on. What are you doing?
I was blowing my nose. Oh, my God. Cover.
No, I was talking about Jamie.
Oh.
I know what you're doing.
Sorry. Sorry. Hey, Sila.
And then their date is out on a cable car, which is hanging over this big...
ravine? Like, I don't know. Gorge?
It's the land's higher up where the cable car goes over a part that's much lower.
I hated this. I would hate this date. I would like to stay in the cable car. even that I don't think I'd be a fan of, just because I don't like the idea of something so heavy going across those little wires.
Yeah, it's a bit spooky. I probably wouldn't like it much either. Fraser is very nervous. Ellie is like, "Woo, let's just do it." And Fraser's like, "Oh, you know, I was pretty scared." And then he says, "But I wanted to make sure she felt safe as well." Ellie does not feel unsafe at all. She does not give a fuck. I don't know what kind of notions you have that a man has to protect a woman from a cable car. Like, what are you going to protect her from? Gravity? Bro, she's not afraid. You're the one who is afraid. You don't have to worry about her. Anyway, they go out on this swing and they're on harnesses, but the swing like sort of goes down from the cable car, so they're just sort of hanging over these trees.
Like the tiniest swing too. It's like, it's not like, you know, when you go on like a rainforest cable car or something and you like sit in the little seats and they're like little picnic seats or something. They've got like a back and a little seat and then like a little strap around you and a little footrest. Or sometimes they don't have footrest. You just swing your feet. I would much prefer that. This is not okay. Like you could easily fall off it.
Yeah, but they're on harnesses.
Yeah, I know, but it'd still be uncomfortable if your butt fell off it. And then you've got, number one, you got champagne all over yourself because for some reason they made them pop champagne and have it on the swing.
The champagne is on a rope, which makes it look a little less glamorous, I think. But
that's funny.
Whatever. And they sit on the swing. They clearly want to fuck each other because they're smiling so much, but the conversation is so boring. And I'm like, you guys just want to have sex with each other. And I think that you should.
Yeah, they should just do that on The Bachelor. Not that the seemingly bit of forewarning, some of the other boys probably are not okay with that.
Well, whatever. And then after that part of the date, they go and they sit on a couch and they have more conversation that is very boring to me.
Yeah, they just say, Fraser just says his parents are still together and he wants that. And then she gives him a rose. And they smooch. But they smooched earlier on the cable car as well, or on the swing.
Oh, did they?
As well. Yeah.
Well, who cares? And he says, he's saying stuff about, like, I know you're a genuine person. And he's, like, smiling at her, but there's something missing in his eyes. And I don't know if he's just, like, a himbo. But something's missing. Something's missing, man. I don't know what it is. I'm looking at him and I don't believe what he's saying, but I don't think he's being malicious. I don't think he's lying. I just think that maybe he's saying things that he's heard other people say to women. And he's like, this seems like a nice thing to say, and I guess I believe it. But it is not coming from his heart. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like that's how a lot of the guys on these shows act, because they don't know how to say, like, what they want to say. So they just copy stuff.
It's true. Anyway, it's absolute torture.
Next up,
and then
we have a group date.
Whoop, 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 whoop. They come in. Ellie is playing a song on piano. Wow.
And it's that.
Wow.
I don't know. I just remember my friend. I don't know. I just remember it's like the first.
That one?
Yeah. It's just like, right. I think it's like one of the songs that you first learn when you learn how to play piano, right? Because that's what my friend learned.
I learned mostly Celine Dion songs when I played piano. and then at the end, Becky's also on the stage, and then at the end she dings a triangle. Very funny.
Very
funny bit. And then they say, we're doing a talent show. And there's 8 props on stage. And then they all have to choose one. And Rudy, the Italian guy, is going to be the host.
Yes, he volunteers immediately.
Yes.
And then he says, I'm Mr. Italy. I'm perfect to host. Which I loved.
Yes. Which is classic. I love that. Whenever I'm looking for an MC for an event, I'm like, are there any Mr. Italys here? And then I say, Mark, you've got the job. Because Mr. Italy.
I genuinely think that would be very funny. I reckon you can buy personalized sashes off the internet. You should get one personalized that says Mr. Italy.
Oh my God, I should. That's a great idea.
That's like a good Christmas gift as a joke, because I love a joke Christmas gift along with a good present.
And I love doing, Mark says what he likes about me is that I do nice pranks. So, like how I do to you sometimes, Danielle, like I'll post a picture of you, on like the cover of Elle magazine, but I'll pretend it's you posting it.
Oh, that was so.
Do you remember
so
when I did that?
I was so annoyed when you did that. Oh my God.
But it's still me like showing everyone that this is a cool thing for Danielle, but I do it in prank mode. So it looks like you posted it yourself.
Do you know what was so annoying about that Elle shoot was like, it was great, but also they like, so you're just like in the magazine and they've done like a feature on your whatever, but then they make like a promo.
The Dark Princess of Comedy.
Yes, they make like a promo where it looks like you're on the front cover of the magazine and then you have to share that on your social media. But the thing is then everybody thinks you're on the cover of Elle and then they go to the shop and you're not on the cover of Elle and then they think you've photoshopped yourself onto the cover of Elle as a post. And then you have to specify, no, I'm like in it, but...
It's a digital cover.
It's a digital cover and they made it, it's like a... It's a promotion thing they make anyway. I'm not like, I mean it. I'm in the magazine. Okay, I'm not lying.
Sounds fucking tough. Sounds fucking tough. Dark Princess of Comedy sounds tough. You know. Oh, I make jokes about my dead stepdad. That's not Dark Princess of Comedy, is it? Because nobody laughed. Because everyone just said that's sad.
Sorry, I did. There
anyway,
you go.
Better at TV, perhaps. Now. Now, the man Sam is bald. He chooses the ventriloquist dummy. Now, yes. I am going to say that I like Sam. To me, he seems hot and normal. That's what I've written.
Yeah, is
he
it weird
like
to say...
He seems like a normal man that actually has things to say that come out of his mouth.
Is it weird to say I think being bald might mean that, like, some men have to, like... work on their personality because they think that they're like it's not a thing like women still find bald men attractive but I think men eat themselves like they think it's like a bad thing.
I think you know the question you're asking is why does this white man have a personality, and I think that's a good question to ask. It's something that we should be thinking about whenever we find one, which is rare. And I think you're right, he has faced adversity because he's bald.
Yes.
But I like him. I like him very much. I think he's very attractive and charming. There we go.
Yes.
There's one. So whatever. He's a Becky guy. Now Becky also sits down with Adrian, Mr. Steampunk Hat, and she's like into steampunk guy. And she's like, hey, what do you think? I want kids after this. And he was like, I don't think we should talk about after. Let's just see what happens. Let's just have fun. And she's like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see it, but I can see it in Becky's eyes. And she's ready. She is like,
yeah,
put some cum in me now. I want a baby. I can see it in her eyes.
And that's fine. And it's fine that he's not ready for that either, but it is just leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from this man anymore. I don't like him. I don't like his steampunk hat. I don't like his steampunk attitude.
But do you like his steampunk heart?
Yeah, I can't help. I can't help but fall for that. You know what I'm like.
I wish that we had more steampunk. I just get annoyed that he came in with a steampunk hat with glasses on it and shit, and then we only see one steampunk heart necklace, and then that's it. Like, we see no more steampunk.
Bro,
He's
definitely read the game. He's read about peacocking, and he's just worn the fucking hat, for sure.
Okay. Well, I wish
definitely that's what has happened.
I'm annoyed because what I want him in full steampunk. I want him to look like that mole man from Atlantis because that's what steampunk is to me.
Well, he'd already be gone if he was mole man from Atlantis. We had dolphin guy and he got fucking chopped off straight away.
Yeah, I'm upset. Dolphin guy was kind of hot.
I said dolphin guy was hot, not kind of hot.
I think he's
climbing like a tree, brother.
Yeah, I think he was hot. It was just I got unattracted by the dolphin noise, but I still think it'd be
really
fun to watch.
I didn't really pay attention to the dolphin noises very much, to be honest. I was objectifying him. But, you know, at least he had something to say. Fuck, you know? Good on him.
Say I something. Love that you're like, at least he had something to say. The thing was just...
Well, it wasn't... That's right. He could have said something annoying, but he didn't. He said, I'm not going to say some shit opinion or some annoying thing. I'm just going to squeak like a dolphin. And I respect that in a man.
It was also cute because he says he does it to his mum to make his mum laugh.
That's so cute. That's so cute. Come on, that's adorable. Anyway,
when I was a kid, my best friend's mum and dad used to think it was funny. I used to do this like voice that sounded like I was on helium. And they used to think it was really funny. And so whenever I'd talk to the parents, I'd only talk to the parents in this high-pitched helium voice and never normally. So I'd just be like, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Chow. And I would never, they'd be like, what do you want for dinner? And I'd be like, just whatever you guys are having.
Why?
I don't know. They thought it was funny. But now I'm like, oh, they don't think the voice is funny. They think it's funny that for some reason I only talk to them in this high-pitched voice.
Oh, my God. You're a little freak. You're a little freak.
I thought I was making them funny. Laugh. For a good. I thought I was making them laugh with my talent, not because I was a psycho. I would have been great in this talent show.
Straight out of Pen 15, that is... Now, listen, we get to the talent show. Italian guy is the MC. He's doing all right. He's fine. The James or Jamie, whatever his name is, I think it's both. He's doing magic. He calls himself Magic Mike, but he's not stripping. He's doing magic. So I think that was a bad reference. Didn't make me laugh.
Yeah, no, his name's also not Mike.
Not into it. Huh?
His name's not Mike. He's just doing magic.
Wrong. Bad. Harry sings a song for Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. All I've written is I hate him.
That's funny.
Still holding on to, you know, other stuff that he said that annoyed me. And also the fact that he kind of looks like a guy that I already hate. Which is not his fault, I guess. But, well, that's how it goes. We see Mr. Steampunk stuck. He sucks at juggling, and then we see Sam do his little ventriloquism, which kills.
Yes, he does the little doll is Italian in his bit. The little ventriloquist doll has a thick Italian accent.
It's the funniest accent you can do that's not racist. You know, not saying that the racist ones aren't funny, but Italian is as different as you can go, I guess. Do you know what I mean?
Are you allowed to do Italian? I didn't think you were allowed to do Italian.
I do it. And then Mark says that's racist. But I always think that he doesn't mean it. But maybe I'm doing microaggressions against my boyfriend.
That's funny.
I'll talk to him about that. We'll settle that later. And then we see Joey, the tradie, doing ribbon. He's doing a ribbon dance with some ribbons.
And this is funny because it's funny when men do things that women would do. Because it's like, oh, look at him. He's being a dumb lady. He's being like a dumb, stupid lady. That's what's funny.
It's funny. It's great how like much he just like went for it. You know, he thought, man, this might make me look fucking gay, but I'm gonna do it anyway, and that's what made me laugh.
And that's
someone
definitely
could look at that and think he was gay, and that's funny.
That's definitely what Ellie thought was funny about it.
Yeah, she's like, that's funny because I know he's straight, but right now he looks gay, and that's funny.
There's should we talk about the article we got sent?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, so you know how we mentioned, I made a joke about how the country date, were they going to go ruin and piggin'? Well, we got a message to say that it was linked to an article from like Punky or something, and it was basically saying that Ellie wanted to walk into, what was the name of the bachelor that season? Matt.
Last season.
Yes, sorry, last season. So Ellie wanted to walk into Matt's season and shoot a gun. And I can't remember what she was going to say. Noomi, do you remember what she wanted to say? Like, I got you.
I'm shooting for love or something weird like that. I've been shot with love. I can't remember.
And then what did she want to do for the little date? She wanted to teach him how to fire a gun.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would have been there. I think this would have been extremely funny, and I would have been way more on board with Ellie were we allowed to see this absolute psycho be herself.
Right.
Also, but
I mean, I wouldn't have liked her still.
Yeah, probably not. I would have been like, this is crazy, but I'm enjoying watching this. But also, apparently they had to do like a full reboot of her social media because there were heaps of pictures of her with like dead animals and stuff that she'd shot.
Because they knew what they were trying to go for with her. They were trying to go for the country princess sweet little thing.
See,
and that's
this
not
is
who she is.
This is what happens when you're gifted with a sweet face. People look at you and they think, this lady is just a sweet angel, and they don't know the horror that lies beneath.
Yeah, that's both of us, isn't it?
Yes.
Because we look sweet, but we're fucking nightmares.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
I think before when you were like it would be funny to introduce me to your family, and I was like, oh, because they'll be strange and I'm a normal person. But my mum was talking about like how I got introduced to some like extended families, married, whatever, some people I didn't know. And they were talking, and she's telling me what they were saying about me. They were like, oh, she looks all nice and sweet, but then she starts talking and you're like, whoa, where'd she come from?
See, that's what I think would be funny. My family and you are the opposite ends of the spectrum. Just like, I think that would be so, because they also just like nothing phases them. So it's just like, yeah, no, we did. Yeah, it is upsetting that Ryan hacked that frog in the tree to death with a screwdriver, but you know, that's life. Things happen. And you're just going like, oh, okay. Did I tell you about what happened at Christmas time when I was up in Townsville for Christmas, and my cousins and my uncle, they live on the property at Nana and Granddad's just up the front, like on a different house. And they were up the top of Australia, like looking after a farm in the Cape. So they were just like shooting pigs up there to clear up this dude's farm. And they called like around Christmas, and Nana handed me the phone to have a chat with my cousin, and I asked him what he got for Christmas, and he does dirt bike racing. He loves dirt bike racing. And he was like, yo, I got like $4,000 of soil, $4,000 of sand, and they're building like tracks and stuff around. And I like could see it outside because it was at Nana and Granddad's property. And I was like, oh, nah, I'm sorry, mate. Nana's used all that for her gardens. There's none left. And then he just went, oh, did she? And then I was like, that's the same one who hacked up the frog with the screwdriver. And I was like, yep, all right, well, I'll put Nana on now. And because I just wanted to like let the joke go and see how long it would last for. Because I was like, if he's up there for 4 weeks thinking all his dirt's been used, that's so funny to me.
Oh, did she? Great. You probably got some dog skins, Danielle. I hope you're happy. Now, Sam wins the extra time with Becky on this date for his amazing Italian accent. Joey, yes. Wait. There's a bird out. Oh, no.
What's happened?
Sorry, I've been distracted by a bird. It's, oh, my there's God. I had a mandarin muffin.
Yes.
That someone made for me, and the foil has somehow ended up outside. I think Tarzo found it in the bin and took it out of there. Anyway, now there's a bird just picking at the foil, and it fucked me up. Anyway, okay. Sorry. Any amount of movement. If I see anything, I'm like, whoa!
Okay, so because Ellie... Because
just leave
Ellie...
me to spiral on my own. Just don't address it, Danielle.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, I think. Well, obviously you don't want to litter.
No, I don't. But I'm gonna go get it.
Yeah, go get it later. Now then. Shoo the bird away and get this.
Nah, it's fine. The bird's given up.
Okay. All right. So Joey and Ellie are on this date now because Joey's dancing impressed her.
Did you notice the difference between these two setups?
What?
Ellie and Joe have this, like, couch with flowers and candles all around them. And, like, I think there was, like, even food as well. Fucking Sam and Becky are sitting on, like, those, you know, those boxes that people put gear in?
Oh, like, yeah, what the fuck's that about?
The metal corners. So yeah. They're just sitting on one of those.
You're right. Becky is absolutely
uncomfortably,
like, side bachelorette. She's like, we got Ellie, but we knew she'd be a bit boring, so we thought we'd try and get people to watch knowing that there's two bachelorettes.
Yeah. Joe and Ellie kiss, and he says, 6 months, finally. So I am guessing that they never actually kissed.
Ah, that's interesting, because I thought they'd fucked.
Well, I think he would want people to think that they've fucked, but I think they actually have just hung out, but they never got to kiss, because he says, finally.
Ah, so, okay.
Mm. And then Sam and Becky kiss as well. Cute. I'm actually happy for them. So did they both get roses?
Yes, I think so. Anyway, I think they both got roses. Sam's 35 and says he's ready for marriage and kids. So that's good for Becky. Because Becky seems like she's definitely ready.
Yeah. They're at the cocktail party and Becky talks to Adrian, Mrs. Steampunk, about, like, she's actually after something serious. And he's like, oh, we don't have to talk about that. And that's essentially what happens. And then nothing else interesting happens. And then they send four people home, one of them being Sarge. And I'm so annoyed, but you know what? Sarge deserves better than this. He deserves better than them. And so it's good in the long run. It just doesn't make sense to me that anyone would reject him for any reason.
Can I say who I'm upset left?
Mr. Italy?
Yes, Mr. Italy. Have neither of those girls had a chat with him? Do they not realize that whilst they go kill their own animals and stuff, that Mr. Italy might be able to make an amazing salami or something like that? He could bring so much to their lives.
I think they heard an accent and I think their brains just shut off. I think that's what happens to them.
Yeah, that's right. If it's not a man pretending to do the accent, then it's not funny.
Then that's not even funny. That's not funny. Why? It's like, why does your voice sound like that if you're not making a joke?
I saw this lady last night on Facebook. I thought it was very funny. She was like an Italian lady and she had like I went through her profile because I get obsessed with, like, first of all, there was like, I got obsessed with like four profiles last night. I go trawling like little groups where it's like not many people in them and then just like look at people's profile pictures because I find it very interesting to look at the character traits. And there was like one lady who's like 45 and every single photo's got like one of those Instagram filters that makes your eyes look like it's got real long eyelashes and like a little sparkles in your eyes and you just flick through but her eyes still looked really sad. But there was like another lady who was an Italian lady and all her photos had like those Facebook frames that was like, I'm a proud nonna and things like that. And then I went through and I got to one and it was like, I believe we should keep the borders closed.
There it is.
I was just confused because I'm like, but you're Italian. What?
Bro, that is, I'm not going to name names, but I know some Italian families.
Oh, well, you're not going to name names.
I'm not going to name names, but it is funny. It, quite genuinely, I have met people that, like, it's, they have immigrated to this country and then they're like fucking immigrants. And I'm like, bro, I'm happy you're here. Are you not happy you're, there's just you again later on, but maybe like darker skin. Is that the problem? I think that might be the problem. Not on. It's not on. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
Open up the borders. I say no borders whatsoever because I'm sick of applying for visas. How about that? I'm always applying for visas. You know, I'm always hopping from country to country traveling. Anyway, what am I even talking about? I've gone insane. Now,
Bachelor.
Danielle, listen. No, listen.
Sorry.
I know it's your turn to edit the podcast.
Yes.
We're going to put a break. You're going to put a break here. The ad break is going to go here, okay?
Ugh. Right, okay, well, can we just stop for a second so I can go to the toilet?
Oh. All right, go to the toilet.
Okay.
Such a shit. And we're back from the break, which I'm sure Danielle will have perfectly timed this time. I think for the first time, Danielle, you're going to get it. It's not going to be mid-word.
It's not the first time. I had it another time. I did it good. Probably like two times.
Are you talking about last time? Because last time I had to fix it.
Not last time, but another time. I did it. Good.
Okay. Well, we're on episode 4. Now, yes. It's time for a Becky single date, which is very exciting for Becky and for us. And it is Pete, who is a tall man.
Yes.
And that's all I have to say.
Pete.
Seems nice.
Also climbs the... They climb the harbour. Okay, can I tell you what I think Pete reminds me of? But also, I don't know if that's offensive or not. I see everybody as like either a doppelganger for another human that I think they look like, or them in animal form. And I think Pete looks like a bull terrier.
A bull terrier?
Look up bull terrier. They've got the
I'm
flat face.
It up now.
They've got bull. Like a really like flat long face. And then Google Pete. I think he looks like a bull terrier. You don't think... I think he looks exactly like a bull terrier.
I think he just has small, smallish eyes. I think that's the only thing he has in common.
He's got a long face too.
Yeah, but I think his eyes are closer together than a bull terrier's. Bull terriers, their eyes are actually quite wide, far apart, I would say.
I think bull terriers are cute. My Uncle Peter used to have a bull terrier. Loved it.
There was one where I used to live. There was one that would come to the park and it would just like... jump up and down and prance around like it was like a lamb. It was so cute.
I love that you can just put your hand flush on its face and it's just flat and you can just go like...
That's what you look for in a dog.
Well, no, because a German Shepherd is my favorite dog. So obviously I look for a German Shepherd.
Yeah, but all right. Fucking
there's a puppy at the moment in my area and I nearly went over to the man and asked if I could pat it, but I don't know if that's allowed. Also, the man seemed angry. Because the puppy was like prancing, and I was like, "This is funny. This man's trying to teach this puppy how to be on the leash, and it's like probably like 6 months old. So it's like, you know, a bit. It's getting pretty big as well, which is funny. I love it. It was so cute.
You
got to
train
a
German
necklace.
Shepherd. My God. We get a shot of Pascal here. Now Pascal is another man, another white man who we haven't seen much of. But the vibe that you get is that everyone fucking hates this guy. They all hate him. He asks if it's Ellie or Allie. He doesn't seem to know.
Yeah, which we know. He actually does know. And he just thinks it's funny to pretend he doesn't know the name of the Bachelorette.
Right. Sorry, I'm just
letting Tarzan. Sorry. Naomi's in the background.
Sorry, yeah, no, it's, I had to, Tazo was knocking on the fucking door. It's not funny, is the thing. What is the joke? That you're above them? I don't, like, it's not, and you're, this is two comedians who've literally been paid. We've literally been paid money to tell jokes before. That might be the only thing that we have in common as a qualification, Danielle.
That is true.
And I would say I'd speak for both of us when I would say this is not a funny joke.
No, this isn't a funny joke.
If you even take out of like the rudeness of it and that you're annoying, it just didn't make me laugh. Just boring. No. So sorry, Pascal, you will not be proceeding in Raw. When will they let us judge Raw, Danielle?
I've judged Raw. But
I've
not
never
the,
judged it.
Not the national final, but like the ones, just the like heats and I think like some state ones or whatnot.
I'd love to judge Raw once. Just once.
It's fun. It's so fun. Because you go there from start to finish. And especially if you get the first round. Oh, that's the best.
Oh, that's
first
what you
round.
Want. You want the first round.
You want the first round.
You absolutely want the first round.
Because the first round you get, it's like, what it is reminiscent of is... American Idol or Australian Idol. You know, you've got some great talented acts in there. You've got some people who are going to grow.
You want to be there for the auditions. It's the most exciting part of Australian Idol and also Raw.
Yes, because you've got the good stuff. You've got the medium stuff, and then you have absolutely insane stuff that you're like, how has this happened? What is happening right now? What is going on?
How and why?
I've also I got to judge like class clowns in Brisbane once, and that was very fun. Like high schoolers.
Oh, that's cool, because they're kids too. That's great.
Yeah, that's so much fun. Kids. Oh
yeah,
my
no,
God.
I've not been asked. I've not been asked. That's fine. I guess they forgot that I was in the national final.
I reckon you can just message them. Just say, I really want to judge a heat. They'll let you judge a heat.
A heat? I mean, there's nothing much. You know, there's not that. What, you got people busting out of you? You got too many people who want to judge a heat? I don't think so.
Didn't you want to judge? You wanted to judge a heat anyway. That's what you wanted to judge.
Yeah.
Yeah, message them.
I'm just saying,
know. Message
you can't
them.
Have that many people.
Any listeners at home? Message them. Maybe they'll let you judge. Say, you listen to Batch Bitch podcast. Well, I'll judge.
Yeah, you qualified. You can judge. You're qualified. This is actually, listening to this is a certification in comedy. You know that?
Oh, all mental health, apparently, as we like to diagnose people constantly. I told you about my friend who's a psychologist who listens, and she told, she said that she tells her patients to listen, and I was like, oh no, you can't do that. We diagnose people way too often. We have no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We have no qualifications.
Anyway, back to the show. Okay.
Sorry.
So
Becky
they climb
and
the
Pete,
Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yes, they're climbing up Sydney Harbour Bridge.
And then who's up there? None other than Starley.
Starley. Our favourite, everybody's favourite Australian pop icon.
Yes. And Starley is up there to sing a song. And so Starley starts singing a pop song.
Yes.
And they cut very quickly from the live vocals to the recorded track.
Yes, I thought that was very funny.
I'm sure the sound up there on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, not ideal.
Not going to be great. I loved
it
so much.
Not a great soundstage.
I just thought this is such
a
funny.
This sounds bad. We're cutting to the song.
I just thought this is such a funny, like, promo for Starley. Like, Starley would have got, like, a message from a manager that's like, hey, we've booked you something. Do you want to take it? It's a bit odd. Let's have a chat. And then they have the phone call and it's like, you know, we're trying to promo your new single and we can get a lot of eyes on it. But you do have to sing live on The Bachelorette in like a unflattering onesie at the top of Sydney Harbour Bridge. Don't worry. We're not going to make you do it acoustic. We'll start that way and then we'll transition into the pre-recorded studio version.
So everyone can just hear the song, which is good. I mean, I didn't know who Starley was before and now I know who Starley is. So there you go.
Good work, Starley.
Good work, Starley. Anyway, happy for Starley. But the dancing is, it doesn't look like a fun. I don't think being serenaded would ever be that good. Because they're right. There's someone else that's standing there.
Yeah, I think it's really. I think it's like when it's a small night at comedy, and there's like, you know, when you first start, and there's like sometimes at gigs there's like four people in a crowd at an open mic. I feel like I feel like you would feel like an audience member, just like I feel so much pressure to smile and to laugh.
Yeah.
I feel like it would feel like that.
Absolutely. Garfunkel and Oates have a song about, I don't know where to look when you're serenading me, which is funny because it's never a situation I've been in. No one's ever tried to serenade me, but you know, maybe one day. Now, they finally get off the bridge, thank God, and they're on the couch and Pete has something he has to tell Becky, and he tells her that he was married for someone. And they were together, I don't know how long they were married for, but they were together for 12 years.
I would like to say he is also still married. He is separated, but still legally married.
For a year. Yes. Which I think is fine because that's just an admin issue. That's just paperwork.
See, this is the thing. You always say this is fine. I say who the fuck is ready to be in another relationship when they have just, like, a year ago gotten it. Like, I understand if it happens organically. Like, if you meet somebody and you do it. I think it's absolutely batshit crazy to be separated for a year and to be like, I'm going to go on a show and I'm ready to fall in love with a stranger. I think that
I think you're right. I think that is what's, because, you know, I think, yeah, you can't be like, I haven't been single for long enough. So I think I actually agree with you on this one. Because
Thank
that's
you.
What happened to me and Mark. We were both out of relationships and I was like, I don't want a boyfriend. And he was like, I don't want a girlfriend. And then we're like, do you want to go on a date? And we were like, yeah.
I think,
and that's how it should go.
I'm glad that you've come round because you were very against this with Carlin.
No, you were like, he shouldn't have gotten married with Carlin.
Oh, yeah, because they were only together like a year.
That was a different argument. But I do agree. It's a bit, like, freaking take some time. But also, he's getting on a bit. You know, he's getting a bit old. You don't want to miss the boat on, like, kids and stuff.
Yeah, of course not. And the easiest way to meet somebody is definitely a reality show. That's definitely not going to take you off the market for multiple months where you can only focus on one lady instead of dating a few people to figure it out.
Come on, it's such a signal boost. Are you kidding me? That little bit of fame, that'll get you over the edge. That'll get that spark in someone's eye when they see you. I think it's a great way to meet people.
Okay. I think this is the worst idea for this man.
Okay, well, whatever. Now, I can't remember what happens at the end of this date. Does he get
I think, now I did zone out. For a tad, but when I zoned back in, they were crying, and I think what happened is that
crying.
Maybe Pete said that his ex had cheated on him, and Becky cried because she has been cheated on in the past.
Oh, I missed that whole thing. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I just remember Becky crying and upset because that had happened to her in the past. So I'm pretty sure it was to do with cheating. Is that
what?
Correct? Is that correct?
You know what we should do? Let's look up the Punky review.
That is funny.
They'll know. They'll know, right?
Who watched? Yeah, sure. Surely they'll know. You read it. You do that work.
All right. Well, you just fill until I
Yeah, well, I'm just going to write down the time, maybe.
Okay, write down. Well, don't write down the time, just fill.
Well, I can't.
Why isn't there, usually there's like an article from like Beckshaw or something. Anyway, whatever, this doesn't matter. This doesn't matter, but I do think it's funny for us to just draw on other recaps.
That is funny.
For ours, maybe we don't pay attention.
We should just stop watching the show and try and get all our opinions from other recaps and put them all together.
I think that's funny. Just piece it together. Okay, I have an opinion.
What?
Why last episode, but Ellie got a single date.
Yes.
And then there was a group date and then cocktail party. This one, we have Becky gets a single date and then Ellie gets a secret extra date. What's that about?
Well, as I said before, Ellie is number one bachelorette and Becky is like 2IC.
Well, yes. Obviously, that is why. It just pisses me off. Now, it also pisses me off because I do not like this guy, James or Jamie. I still don't. I feel like they're used interchangeably, those names.
Yes, well, I told you who James? Who he reminds me of, and I think that is also an issue.
Yes, a man, and again, we don't like most men. I'm like, oh, that reminds me of a real life man. Yuck! I just find this guy annoying. I just think he's annoying. I don't think he's funny. Anyway, he gets like a late night like date at the bachelorette pad where Ellie and Becky are staying. And
yes,
he like, I guess she thinks he's funny. I don't get it. I don't find him funny.
No, Naomi, were you not listening when I said she genuinely is like, she is like a lady. What she wants is like a man who would fit in with the country life. I think that's genuinely what she wants. Like the type of men she grew up around. And that's fine. There's lovely men from the country, but James does not I mean, I don't want to say anything about James, but I don't know. Anyway, he says, I'm into your heaps. And then Ellie says something about, like, she loves him because she loves to joke around. And he said, I love a joke. I'm big on that. And then they have a big smooch in the pool. They have, like, a full-on makeout session in the pool that we only see for, like, 2 seconds. So, waste of a makeout, in my opinion.
I don't get it, and I can't even think about it, to be honest.
Next day.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Next day, group date. Now.
Group date.
There are undercover drivers driving the boys to the date, which is Ellie and Becky's cousin and their friend. Now, Mitch and Damo, sorry, are their names. I don't want to miss the names.
Of course their names are Mitch and Damo.
Now,
I love that. That's authentic.
Pascal is in the car with Damo, which is not the cousin. And Pascal is saying, they're throwing out kisses left, right, and center. And then in the other car, Shannon says, put your hand up if you've kissed a girl. And then he says, put your hand up if you've kissed him twice. It's just immature. Like, it's just like, what is this? Are you 12? And then Pascal in the other car says, how many bad boys do you have to kiss before the good guys walk away? Which is...
Ew, really?
Yeah. Classic nice guy,
good guys
stuff.
Good guys. This guy, like, 10 minutes earlier saying, oh, what's even her fucking name? I don't even know. By the way, I'm a good guy. Like, are you from 2012? What is this trope that you're trotting out that is, like, literally hack by now?
Yeah. I don't think that bad guys realize that they're bad guys. Like, Pascal is a cunt, in my opinion.
Yeah, but he thinks he's a good guy.
I don't know how, though. Right? What has he done to respect her so far?
I think everyone thinks they're good.
Yeah, of course. Everybody thinks they're good. But,
like, I think by default, you assume you're the protagonist and you're the good person rather than the villain. And then you come to learn, like me, over years, you identify as a villain, and then you really sit into it. But most people want to think they're a good person. Boring, in my opinion.
Pascal also says loyalty is a big thing for me because he doesn't like that the girls are kissing other boys because it means that they're not loyal to him, a random man in a sea of men.
Oh, he's so annoying. Where do you get the confidence of that, honestly?
I think he's...
Honestly.
Jono kept saying he's a CEO. I didn't read the thing. So maybe it's just like he's been treated
he's
like a
CEO.
King for so long. Well, I don't know. That's There's just what no Jono
he's
said.
A
and
CEO.
It seems that he was paying more attention than me.
Okay, hang on. All right. Let's look up this Pascal bitch. This Pascal Wallace. I'm just reading. I'm just doing this to fill dead air while I read. Okay, I will read that later because it's got some interesting stuff on it. But
yeah.
Now, they do wakeboarding.
Yes.
You speak for a while.
sorry, I thought you wanted to know. I think Pascal is like the CEO of healthcare and disability company, AIHCS. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. Anyway, yes, so they're on skis and Becky is skiing in the background and she's supposed to be coming into shore. So she's going to do like what they do at SeaWorld where they ski on in and then they let go of the thing and then they fly into the shore, but she lets go of the thing and then she immediately just falls over and then all the boys see it. Very embarrassing, but you know, it is what it is. And then they have the group date and they're gonna all the boys are gonna be wakeboarding and having fun, and this is good for James because James is a professional wakeboarder and has like done Olympics or whatnot and won medals. Pascal says he sees straight through James being a good wakeboarder just because he's been all over the world snowboarding and he thinks that it can't be that hard. And then
Who's
James,
that?
Pardon?
Who says that?
Pascal.
Oh, right. Okay.
He's just like, oh, yeah, I see through James. I've been all over the world wakeboarding. Oh, I can do it. It's not that hard. And then James gets on and absolutely destroys, obviously, because it's his thing. And he does, like, every jump and flips and crazy shit. And then all the boys get on. They all think it's going to be easy because James could do it so well. And then they all absolutely fail at it. And then Pascal tries to do it. And he gets up. He's, like, the first boy to get up. And he stands up. And then he tries to go over a jump and immediately stacks it. So that was good. Nice bit of humble pie there for Pascal.
Good. Good.
Then at the end of the date, the girls announced that they'd had spies spying on the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And all the boys freak out because obviously you would have to freak out if you hadn't been acting appropriately. I hated that, like, all the boys were like, Mitch Damo, we thought you were our friends. And then Mitch and Damo were sort of like, sorry, boys. As if, like, if it wasn't their cousins, it would be fine.
I mean, that's the bro code, babe.
Yeah.
You don't break it.
Except for your cousins.
Except for blood. Because that's my fucking cousin. And so if anyone tries to fuck her, I'm on them. I'm on them like white on rice, brother.
And then the girls talk to their cousin, the Mitch and Damo, and the cousins bring up Pascal saying the girls have been kissing too much.
Mm-hmm.
No good. Mm-hmm. Because you're allowed to kiss whoever you want. It's the Bachelorette. That's how the show works.
Is. Yes. Now.
You go.
Cocktail party.
Yes.
Harry sits down with Ellie and says he misses his son. And Ellie says, I don't want to waste your time, so leave. Why didn't she just send him home when she clearly knew that she wasn't going to end up with him when she didn't give him a rose?
I don't think that was her choice. I think Ellie's a coward. I think that was the producers. Because I thought they might get more drama out of it. Because he was like him going up to like Becky and trying to seemingly get her rose just in case. I feel like it was like them being like, okay, let's see where this goes.
Hmm. And then, well, anyway, Becky sits down with Aggie and says, is Pascal a dick? And Aggie says that Pascal said, could they find hotter chicks?
Absolutely crazy.
Immediately furious. And we see her walking towards Ellie, and her angry walk is very funny to me, I have to say.
We did laugh at it a lot because it is such like a waddle strut. Like her arms were out so wide.
She was like, I don't have time to think about this dress or these shoes right now because I've got something else on my mind. So I'm just going to adjust. I'm going to just unconsciously adjust my gait so I can get from A to B as fast as I can.
I loved it so much. It was very funny to see somebody in a ball gown walk that way.
and so then Becky tells Ellie what Pascal supposedly said, and then they go and grab him aside, and then they're like, what the hell did you say, all this stuff? And then he says, are you trying to create drama from nowhere? I've said none of these comments.
Oh.
And then Ellie says, I think it's time for you to leave. And then Pascal says, I'm going home. And it's like, well, yeah, she just told you to go home. Now, I was just reading an article. So Pascal is saying that's not what happened. And okay. Pascal is saying he already wanted to leave along with Harry, but the producers asked him to stay because they didn't want three men to leave immediately because AB had already left, right?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, apparently, I can't remember who sent this to me. Maybe it's on my thing. Apparently, Ellie, they weren't supposed to be the bachelors, the bachelorettes.
Oh.
This other woman, Shana, was supposed to be the bachelorette. Who is from, she like judged Dancing with the Stars or something.
Oh, I don't know.
And apparently they all thought it was going to be this Shana woman.
Oh, all the bachelors did?
Yeah, the guys, they all thought, and apparently it was supposed to be her, but then COVID and stuff, and she lives in America.
Ah.
It just didn't work out, and so they went with Ali and then added in. So this is according to Rachel from Matt's season. I don't know if you remember Rachel, but she's very funny. She's the one who's either good friends or was dating Vacco. You remember her? The very funny one.
Yeah, yeah.
So she said, I was not surprised at all because I know she wanted it. I'm pretty sure she went on The Bachelor to get The Bachelorette.
That's fine.
What happened was the original Shana Burgess pulled out because of COVID. She was stuck in LA. They were like, shit, we have no one. So they were like, fine, we'll give it to you, Ellie. And then they dragged her sister along to add some spice. Well, she's not that interesting. No offense, Ellie, but your story will only go on for 10 fucking minutes.
Wow.
So Rachel went in.
That's funny.
So apparently, maybe some of the guys are unhappy that it wasn't Shana because they were hoping for Shana.
Yeah.
Who is more like the sort of...
That's like, so funny she's now because...
had Botox and stuff.
That's so funny because AB also entered the red carpet dancing and stuff. Imagine not knowing and getting and being like, I'm going to dance for my Dancing with the Stars lady. And then looking up and being like... What the fuck?
Who are these two women? Well, yeah, I think he's probably in it for Shana if he left straight away.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So who knows? Who knows what that, but this is a freaking mess. To be honest, it's a mess. But there are always a lot more exits, a lot more unplanned exits on The Bachelorette than The Bachelor because men are just the worst. Do you know what I mean? They just always want to kick him out or... But I guess it's also their right to leave, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, drama, drama, drama. That's how it goes. That's how it
goes. Good end to the pod.
I'm fucking going insane, bro.
No, that's how it goes. That's how it goes.
We don't have any new reviews. Oh. So I guess you guys don't care about us, even in our time of need.
It's just honestly any communication for Naomi is big. Okay? You really need to reach out to her via these reviews.
I really need it. Oh fuck how I need it.
Okay, now, so should I just read the Incombatech song? The song from Kevin MacLeod at Incombatech?
Yeah, but I wanna see if you go on the there's no new podcast at all. No one cares about us. No one cares.
Oh my god, you sound like my nana. Whenever she checks the letterbox, if there's no letters there, she goes, "Nobody loves me."
I want that. I want fucking Harrison gave us 4 stars once, and then he went and updated it, and it still says 4.9 out of 5. So I hope you're happy still, Harrison. Loves to call himself enemy of the podcast. Absolutely loves to, you little shit.
That's fun.
Is that what you want? That is what it is.
Okay, so anyway, the song this week was Dreamcatcher by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. And this is the song description for this week.
I can't live like this anymore.
And this is the song description for this week. I'm not sure what trap music is exactly. I was trying to explain it to a friend and ended up writing this piece. I was listening to Lo-Fi Glitch at the time, which should explain a few things. Behold, Lo-Fi Trap, Dreamcatcher. Get it? A Dreamcatcher is a Lo-Fi Trap. I already upgraded from a Dreamcatcher to a Dream Glue Trap. You can get the dreams off with corn oil. They won't be happy. Wear thick gloves. Oh, Kevin MacLeod's going crazy too.
A classic description. I haven't heard the song yet, but I wouldn't. I am going to make a guess that we've already sung it before.
I have no idea.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I've left you some bits to sing in it. And I think I've made it a shorter one. So I think it's like 47 seconds or something.
Great.
But you could also do a bit of extra singing it after if you want, you know. I'm happy to finish it off.
Yeah, I have the freedom and I love that. I love it when you give me the freedom to, you know, just do what I want. I would like to make a formal apology for my lack of coherence during this episode. What do you want me to do about it, honestly?
Yeah, I mean, they already didn't do any... reviews, so it makes you feel like you're screaming into a void. I think they're trying. I think they're trying to gaslight you and make you go insane.
If our listeners could stop gaslighting me and leave a review, I would love that. I would love that so much because I need help, and that's the only way you can help me, to be honest. So
that, or I don't know. No, I got no idea. I was going to say get you some seedlings or something, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a seedling. I'd got some poppy seedlings that I've definitely already killed. So if anyone wants to get me some more poppy seedlings, orange poppies would be good. Thank you. Or I'll take any colour.
Alrighty, thanks so that's the podcast for this week.
Bye!
Batchy, batchy, bitch, bitch.
Batch, bitch. I would not call this trap music, no offense, Kevin MacLeod, but I appreciate the little ahs.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.